Chapter 8. The Airport. In Southend, the man with the tattoo holds Alan on the ground and speaks to him in English.
I don't want to hurt you,
he says.
There's someone following your mother, too. We can hurt her very easily. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Alan understands. He must do what the man says. He must protect his mother. Alan and the man get into a taxi.
This boy is frightened, and the man is very strange. He's got a tattoo on the back of his head.
They go to a small private airport near Southend. There's a private plane on the runway. The pilot is from Banyunga too. Alan and the man get into the plane. The man phones Ambassador Drury on his mobile phone.
We've got your son,
he says.
You must return to Banyunga and open the Irish embassy.
First, I must speak to my government,
says the ambassador.
Then I'm taking your son to Banyunga,
says the man.
We're in a plane. Now, will you change your mind?
Where is the plane?
Asks Ambassador Drury.
Let's meet and talk about this.
This is a trick. Oh, no, Mr. Ambassador. You must go to Banyunga. You must be there tomorrow morning.
Alan is very frightened. He knows that it's dangerous for his father to go to Banyunga.